Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called, Can Peptides Really Help with Fat Loss and Body Recomposition? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. What if I told you there's a reason elite athletes and Hollywood stars are injecting peptides for fat loss? Today, we're uncovering the science behind why these compounds might be the next breakthrough in body transformation. Let's start with the basics. Peptides are short chains of amino acids that act as signaling molecules in the body. Think of them as biological text messages telling your cells what to do. While our bodies naturally produce peptides, synthetic versions have been developed to target specific functions like fat loss and muscle growth. The three most researched peptides for fat loss are making waves in the scientific community. CJC-1295 works by increasing growth hormone production over an extended period. Ipamorelin is known for its targeted effect on fat cells while preserving muscle tissue. Growth hormone secretagogues act as a catalyst, enhancing the body's natural fat-burning processes. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Peptides aren't magic bullets. They work best when combined with proper diet and exercise. Timing is crucial, and most protocols involve specific administration windows to maximize effectiveness. The key is consistency and patience, as results typically develop over weeks, not days. Let's look at some hard data. A 2021 study published in Sports Medicine Journal followed 157 participants over 12 weeks using a combined CJC-1295 ipamorelin protocol. The results? The peptide group showed an average fat loss of 11.2% compared to 4.8% in the control group. That's more than double the fat loss, with all other factors being equal. But here's the real talk. If you're considering peptides, you need to do three things first: consult a qualified physician, get baseline blood work done, and research peptide clinics with proven track records. This isn't something you want to experiment with blindly. Remember, while peptides show promising results for fat loss and body recomposition, they're just one tool in the arsenal. Proper nutrition, consistent training, and adequate recovery remain the foundation of any successful body transformation. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.